Okay, when my wife took the shahadat, she immediately decided to put hijab on her and to change her clothes and everything. And even I asked her, are you really sure about this? Because if you are not sure, she told me, yes, I am sure, and I want to put hijab. And even now, 4 years after, most of the people who knows me, who knows her, even who don't know us, they think that I told her to put hijab. It was just her decision. She wanted to put hijab because she wanted to serve to God and she wanted to do this, you know. And it was not my decision. Even now, I'm always thinking, it's not about people, you are so tough guy, you probably dominate with her and tell her to put. No, it's not my choice. It was her choice. Can you see the birds? They're flying. That nothing keep them in the sky. That only God keep them up. So hold down. I don't want to tell you everything about this. Keep on with the Deen Show.
This is the Deen.
This is the Deen Show.
Greetings and peace. Assalamu alaikum, guys. How you doing? We're at the Life Changing Factory, and you're going to find out why. We're here with Nadim Babic.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
You have a beautiful facility here in Sarajevo. That's the capital of Bosnia. And he started with that greeting of peace. Peace be with you. So it says, well, let's start with that. Why your motto is Life-Changing Factory. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, regarding my trainings and my system of training, I work on functional workouts, but my philosophy, Life-Changing Factory, it's not about only about training your body. I like to change the philosophy of mind with the people, you know, that start living the training, you know. This is the one of the reasons why it's the Life-Changing Factory.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest killers is the ego. And you actually have on your wall a list of points. And what's the number one point that's in there?
The number one point is to leave your ego outside of my gym. The point of that is, it's not important how much money you have. Are you poor? Are you rich? What kind of university you finish or something? It's important that just you came in my gym to train. This is the one of the reason why is to leave the ego outside of the gym. Yeah.
Now, not only are you a successful business entrepreneur with probably the most successful gym in the Balkans, you know, this whole area, but you're also someone who's dedicated to your deen. How long ago did you start reflecting about the purpose of life and living your purpose?
Alhamdulillah. I start thinking, okay, I grew up in every people who lives here know that we grow up in very mixed environment, and I start thinking about this when I was 18, maybe 18, 19. And I'm practicing the, alhamdulillah, the salah and everything already probably 20 years. I'm 38 years old, and you can get, I will say, out of the road, but you have to always come back to your God, to Allah, and everything will be good. Because, and some other things that I always using, it's, can I say some ayah?
Yes, absolutely, yes. Yeah. We'd love to, yeah.
I like Surah Mulk. It's I don't know how to say in English. It's power or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's the one ayat telling أَوَلَمْ يَرَوِ لَالطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتِ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. I will try on English that, like, can you see the birds? They're flying. That nothing keep them in the sky. That only God keep them up. So I try to act like this. You know, I'm working and everything, but I always put my back on Allah, alhamdulillah. This is giving me a lot of power. And I have one sentence when I say, what I see, the other people cannot even imagine. Because I know that when you believe in Allah, everything is possible.
That's right. When you believe in the Creator, anything is possible.
Yes.
You also have a unique story with your wife. She comes from a background, Russian, Orthodox Christian. Share that story with us, please.
Oh, this is a very interesting story, I think. My wife, she's Orthodox Russian. She grew up in. Assalamu alaikum. She grew up on north of Russia. Its name of city is Arkhangelsk. It's a north. I think that they ever saw any kind of Muslim over there. Even it's now 2019, and they just got first mosque there ever. So she moved here as Orthodox and married me 6 years ago. And the first 2 years of marriage, she was always asking me some question about Islam. And I was giving her some answers, and she tried to have... of course, I told her that in my house is Islam, and my children will grow up as Muslims and everything. She accepted this, and I told her I don't have anything against your religion, like I in Quran lakum dinukum waliyadin, your religion to you, my religion to me. But day by day, she was listening some lectures, giving me some questions. And one time, after 2 years, she asked me, can she go to visit her mother in Arkhangelsk in Russia? And of course, she went over there. After 1 month, she came back and she told me, I want to convert to Islam, I want to take Shahada. The point is, when I asked her, of course, me as a Muslim, who born as a Muslim here in Bosnia and Sarajevo, it was very interesting even for me. Why did you do it? This? Because I never put any kind of force, like in Quran it's written there is no force in religion. I never put. She told me everything is clear because you have answers for every question. In Orthodox, I could not find the answer for everything. And she told me when I was in Russia, I told to myself I want to go in Russia again to try to not think about Allah, to not think about creation and everything. But whatever I saw, tree or grass and everything, I was like, oh, Allah made this so beautiful. And she told me when I was in a plane flying, I was thinking, I know all true, but I didn't took shahadat, and I was scared. So she came here, and alhamdulillah, she took shahadat. It was Ramadan. And by now, alhamdulillah, she is praying 5 times per day. She is, alhamdulillah, on good way. Together we are to here.
That's one of the things when a human being is reflecting, pondering, and they want to know the truth, that is the first thing that one has to decide. Are they going to be just seeking the worldly pleasures? But she was a thinking woman, and she started to think, and Islam provides all the rational, logical evidences that it is indeed from the creator of the heavens and the earth. There is one myth that we are already a couple in here because she's a woman. And one of the myths out there is that Islam oppresses, subjugates women. It was on her free choice. She was a thinking woman.
Yes.
So she, again, this is an intellectual decision she made. She looked at the evidences. Everything's clear. The worship of the creator, not the creation. The Quran, putting it to the test. And then from there, we cleared one myth that there's more women actually coming to Islam. Now, the third thing is, here, especially in this region, we see that a lot of people, even from the Serbian Croatian background, they're coming to Islam. But many people think, like, how can you be Muslim if you're Serbian? How could you be Muslim in Croatian? Let's dispel that myth now.
I will be honest with you. I think that is not only for Muslim in Bosnia and this area. I think there are people who born in Islam. I'm saying like from the parents who are Muslims. They always thinking that Islam is their private thing, you know. That nobody can be Muslim if he's not born in Islam, if he's not born by Muslim parents. And the point is it happened even similar with my wife. When she converted to Islam, alhamdulillah, and when she put hijab and everything, everybody was thinking he forced her on this. And honestly, it was a true lie. I didn't want any time to argument about this, because the God knows the best. And the point is that Islam is the for all people, all kind. So it's not private thing. If God want to give you on right way, he will give you. He will, if want to left you on the bad way, he will left you. So the Islam is like this. So if you want to come in Islam and Creator want to put you on the right way, he will put it. He will put you.
Beautiful. So we covered some gems here. Islam unifying Croatians, Serbians, Bosnians, Russians, anyone who wants to submit their will to the Creator of the heavens and earth, live a purposeful life. You can find all those answers in this beautiful way of life, Islam. And if you want to go ahead and get a great workout and join the factory
gym champion,
life-changing factory, they can come and visit you here. Where can they come see you?
We have website. You can check all information on our website, gymchampion.ba. Thank you very much for visiting me here with your friends. I'm very honored. Thank you. Big thank you. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you.
Ameen. And thank you guys for tuning in here from Bosnia, Sarajevo. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.